This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech, podcast edition number 542, CES 2012 Product Power, for Monday, January 30th, 2012. I am Norbert Davis, your host. Tonight, I'm going to be covering two items, basically, that I received from CES 2012 exhibitors to be able to test and review. It's the newer technologies Power2U USB AC wall outlet and a extended battery from the folks over at Entreon. They're out of Dallas. It's a mobile phone battery. They make both OEM and extended battery. So I'm going to go over that tonight. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where all the member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe content. And we're also part of the blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. You know what? Go check out both of these sites for some other great podcasts. Now, we have a new sponsor, and we also have an older sponsor who's been around for a while. It's Mosey Pro for Business. When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things that you have to get right, like buying good equipment, hiring good people, and obviously location, 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 right? But the one thing that is often overlooked, and that is protecting the data that powers your business. Earthquakes, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters threaten destruction, including the safety of your servers and computers. What would you do if you lost all your data due to a disaster? A single incident of data loss isn't cheap, and it can cost upwards of $10,000 or more to recover data from a single laptop or server. So what I want to tell you about is our friends over at Mosey. They are the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data in the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history of all languages. Mosey Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found out about Mosey Pro. He says, "I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people knew how to work with Macs." Now, if you're not backing up your business data with Mosey Pro, here's a reason why you should consider Mosey Pro for your business data backup solution. Mosey Pro is easy to set up and use. It saves you time and costs you up to about 80% less than other solutions, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time, and they run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or just go ahead and visit moseypro.com. That's moseypro.com. All right, we have another sponsor back with us. It's GoToMeeting with HD Faces. We love GoToMeeting. They've been a great sponsor, great product. And being able to attach a face to a name is very important. It enhances our relationships. You know, it's the way we do business. But unfortunately, meeting all of your clients and colleagues in person can sometimes be impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It lets you meet face to face from anywhere in the world. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in HD video. You can see your attendees eye to eye while collaborating on documents in real time. You feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Now I use GoToMeeting at my 9-to-5 job. It's so easy to set up, and once it's done, it's done. You don't have to set it up again. You just go ahead and start it on up. Now you can either jump in on someone else's meeting, or you can start your own. It's so simple. Start hosting your own face-to-face meetings online today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. Now for this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use that promo code PODCAST, all lowercase, right? P-O-D-C-A-S-T, very simple. All right, on tonight's Totally Cool Tech, what do we have for you today? Well, I'll tell you what, I have received just this last week the newer technologies Power2U AC USB wall outlet. This thing is awesome. And I also got the Entreon extended battery for my Droid X. And I want to go over both of those with you tonight. So the first one I want to talk about is that power to you AC USB wall outlet. Now, this thing is a replacement receptacle, wall receptacle. And what I really like about this this replacement wall outlet, besides the fact that it simplifies everything, it makes it just a nice clean installation. You no longer have to worry about vampire or phantom power. Because when you usually, you know, you go to charge your cell phone or whatever in the evening or in the day or whenever it is, you plug your transformer in there and you go ahead and you plug it in, right? The little adapter. Takes it down from the 120 volts to the 5 volts and charges your battery. Well, you know what? When you unplug your phone and you walk away and your transformer is still plugged in, it's using power all the time. Now, these guys at OWC and Newer Technology, OWC being Other World Computing, have developed this device to where it has a little shutter door, two of them, one for each USB port, that when you open it up and you stick in your plug, your USB plug, that's when it actually starts using power. That's when it starts powering up and recharging your device. So when you're not using it anymore, it doesn't use power. So it's not draining that power all the time. It's really great technology, and it senses what your device requires. You know, is it an iPad that needs a full 2 amps? It'll do that. You know, if it doesn't need that much, it'll throttle back to what your device needs. It's got some smart technology built in, which is really, really cool. And one other thing it does is it knows when you're done charging. When your device is done charging, it stops charging it. It just stops. It knows when it's done. When your thing's 100%, it stops giving you power. Really cool. And the one thing that this thing does that no other wall outlet with USB that I know of has is a UL listing. Now, it's not, you know, not just to UL specifications. It's literally UL listed. It has the UL logo. That costs money, a lot of money and a lot of time. These guys, you know, engineered this thing right, and they went through the steps to go ahead and get this done. Because what happens is, if you put a UL device in your wall, you know, you replace your original receptacle, which is UL rated, with one of these, and say there is some sort of electrical fire or something is caused by this, as long as it's installed right, which very simple, you're covered. Your insurance will say it's covered. It's a UL listed device. If you put in something that's not UL listed and it causes a fire, electrical fire, whatever, you might not be able to make an insurance claim if your house burns down. So there's peace of mind with this. It's been through a lot of testing. It's been proven. It's been put through a lot of harsh testing at the UL labs, and they've certified it. This thing is good. It works. It lives up to the punishment that it should live up to. I got one of these this last week, and I went ahead and replaced one of my receptacles with this, and it works like a charm. Very simple. That the instructions were very, very good. You know, they're nice and clear. You can understand them easily. They show you what you need to do, what wire goes on to what terminal, you know, what order to do them, and obviously turn your power off to that receptacle. And after I was done, I wanted to make sure that I got it done right. Now, I could have called a couple of my buddies who were electricians, but I also had a little device that would tell you if I had an open short, had an open ground, or excuse me, not open short, but if I had a short in it, if I had an open ground, an open hot wire, open neutral, and one other thing, I think. Plus, it'd also tell me if I got things right. Plugged it into both of the receptacles, the little outlets, and everything came back. Two green lights, I was good to go, and that was great. And then I started using it, and it worked perfectly. I was able to charge my Droid, was able to charge my iPad, both at the same time. Plus, I can plug two devices in and still use them. This was pretty darn cool. And there's always the spouse acceptance factor or your partner acceptance factor. That was, or the wife acceptance factor, in my case, it very high. Now I consulted with her, you know, where do you want this thing? Right there, she said, right there in the kitchen by the counter. So I can go ahead and use that with, you know, her phone, the iPad, the Kindle, whatever, the kids' phones, doesn't matter. We can charge everything. No big deal. Like I said, it'll do up to the 2 amps, like a, you know, an iPad needs. Totally killer. Yeah, it took me, I took a bunch of pictures along with, you know, what I was doing. So it probably took me a little bit more than 20, 25 minutes to do, but that's because I was taking photos and whatever. But if I wasn't doing that, to do it right, still, you know, going out, turning off the power, identify the receptacle, turn off the power, change it out, and get power back on, 15 minutes. 15, maybe 20, if you have to walk, you know, kind of a distance. But really easy to do. Really easy to do. Just needs a screwdriver, some wire cutters, because I had to trim back a little bit of the wire for myself. And you'll see that. I'll actually have photographs of what I did when I replaced this. I thought it was really neat. Now, the folks over at OWC and Newer Technology, they were very nice enough, like I said, to send this to me, and I really appreciate it. And, I'd like to thank Aline Millard from Newer Technology. She sent this review product to me, and be working with that for a little while. So, you know, if I have any problems, I will let you know, but I'll let you know how it works over in the next couple of weeks. I think this will work really well. I think it was probably when I saw it. Actually, I saw it at CES Unveiled, and I was like, oh, I got to get one of those. I need to have one of those in my house, at least one. Now, they're $25 from the OWC website, which I'll have the link to that. You can find it on Amazon for, I don't know, about $2 less, maybe. But if you want to get, say, 10 of them, because like the other, for a single pack, they're 25. If you want to get 10 of them, you can get them for $20 a piece, and so a total of $200. And if you're going to get the 10 pack, you're going to want to put them throughout your house, because think about it. You know, your kids are going to have stuff. You're going to have stuff. Your wife's going to have stuff, or your spouse. And you're going to want them in like every room. And maybe two in some rooms, you know. So there's enough places for you to go ahead and put these things, right? This is awesome. I highly recommend this product. And the price is great. It's a nice DIY. You can have someone come in and do it. If you want to get have a handyman do it, or an electrician. So, you know, if you don't feel comfortable working around the electrical, not a big deal. The instructions are simple. They are clear, concise, great pictures. They tell you exactly what to do, how to do it. Any cautions that they have are clearly spelled out, and they let you know what you can and cannot do. So it's great. It's great. I love this. This was nice and easy. Like I said, probably the best $25 you'll spend when it comes to, you know, changing out a receptacle. And the fact that you don't have vampire or phantom power anymore when you're charging USB devices, that is awesome. You know, little bit by little bit, it makes you greener as you go. If you can change these out every so often, get rid of those wall warts. Just get the little USB to whatever, you know, charger tip you have, depending on your product. This is going to be it. You're going to want one of these. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Check out the website. I have some photos on there, you know, the whole change out from beginning to end, and showing that everything works in the end. So I thought that was really cool. The next product I got, an email from the folks over at Ontrion, and they were out there at CES, and they were they had some really cool stuff. They do replacement batteries for cell phones, and they have some USB chargers and things like that as well. But the nice thing is, you know, with everybody, you know, the new phones changing so often, you know, how can you keep up with them? Well, these guys do that with batteries. And they have, you know, full replacement OEM style battery. So, you know, it looks exactly like your original battery, acts like it, works like it. And they've been doing this for about 9 years. So they know exactly how much they have to be on the spot with quality and all that. Because you're not going to be around long if you're not given good quality products, right? Well, they do a really good job of that. But they also offer extended batteries. And they wanted to know, you know, what would I like to take a look at getting one of their batteries and checking them out. And I'm like, sure, I'd love to do that. They're like, well, what do you have? I said, well, I have the Droid X. And I would really love to try your extended battery because, you know, we're all using GPS and, you know, Wi-Fi and, you know, we're Twittering and we're blogging and we're sending photos and text messaging and video texts and all that, playing games on these things. And if you're traveling a lot or doing a lot of business, you know, you don't always have time to stop and charge your battery. Oh, see, there it is right there. Oh my gosh, my sister got a new iPhone. Wow, what do you know? Let me text her back here. Really cool. Oops. I can't type for nothing. Really cool. Black or white. Sweet. Well, anyway, so she got a new iPhone, so if she ever needs a new battery, I can tell her kind of where to... How do I say this? I want to tell her where to go. Tell her where she can find a replacement battery if she doesn't want to have to get it from, you know, Apple or Verizon or wherever. But the Ontrion, that name just kind of trips me up, but Ontrion, they sent me a replacement extended battery for the Droid X, which, if you've ever seen the Droid X, it kind of has that little curve to the back, a little, like a little notch or slice taken out of it. Well, this replacement battery is thick. It's basically, it's like a double thickness battery. So instead of having about 1,500 milliamp hours, this one's got 26. So there's a couple extra 1,100 milliamps more. And it's a 3.7 volt, 2,600 milliamp battery, lithium ion rechargeable battery. And they give you a replacement door, battery door for this thing. So, because I definitely was going to need a different cover. Now, the one thing that, and it's kind of a bummer, but it's kind of expected, is when you put an extended battery on, you're not going to be able to put your regular case back on. And I have, it's the Motorola case that has a kickstand built into it. It's a nice little cover that goes on this Droid that... it was almost kind of like a metal, like a diamond plate metal. It had a nice texture to it, and it was kind of a hard case. But what it did is it slipped into my holster, which was, you know, all built for it. And the one thing I worried about was, okay, now I'm going to have this phone that doesn't have any kind of protection at all, and I'm not going to have any kind of holster to put it in. I didn't want to have to go get another holster and all that kind of stuff, and see if I can get it to work with something. But what happened is I was able to put this thing into the holster that I have, and it actually holds on to this thing pretty good because of the thickness of that battery. It's almost the same thickness as if it had the case on it. And so it fits inside my holster nice and tight. It doesn't slip out at all, which is really nice. And so far, it's been working like a champ. Now, the one thing I did have to do with it, it was partially charged, and they say to go ahead and charge it for like 4 hours, and get it fully charged. I did not. I charged it overnight because I got this later in the evening when I came home from work, and then started playing around with it a little bit. So, well, there we go again. It's probably my sister again. Yep, that's my sister. And where'd she go? She got a white one. Oh, and her husband got the black. So, let me write her back here. Nice. So yeah, I was really impressed with this. Their phone batteries seem to fit exactly where it, as it should. It fit in there perfectly. Like I said, it's the extended battery, so it's a little bit thicker. And all the battery extended batteries will come with a door for that, which was nice, and appreciate them doing that for me. Sending me this unit out, and the next day I had it, I didn't feel like the battery was actually being extended. I felt like the power was falling a little bit faster than it should. So what I decided to do was actually go ahead and just wear that battery out. I let that thing drain. I put it on, GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. I was doing everything I can to just basically suck the power out of this thing. So I figured, you know what? I'm just going to drain it as much as I can, and then I'm going to charge it again overnight. So it's going to get about a good 8 hours on the charger overnight. And that was just the other night. And this thing has been running pretty well all day. Took it off the charger this morning at about 10 o'clock this morning, and it's been going for good, 10 hours. No, yeah, it came off around noon, actually. So it's been going for 10 hours. It still has 65% left. That's not bad. I mean, that's really not that bad. Now, I can't say that I've had a ton done with it, but I've been, doing some MP3 player functions on this, been, doing some work around the house, other music going, had it on Wi-Fi for a while, did some GPS, did some Bluetooth for a while. So it's actually holding up really, really well, and going to be doing a lot more testing this week. I'm really going to, put it to the test. Tomorrow, I go to work, and during the day, I check this thing a lot. So I'm going to put it on test. I'm just going to put it on GPS all day tomorrow. And if you have ever done that, you know that GPS really drains your battery. So I'll look to see how soon, in the day I drop below 30%. Because after that, after 30%, that's your, depending on what you do, and that last 30% can go really, really quick. And hopefully it'll do a good job. My day starts at about 6 o'clock when I take the phone off the charger. At least the phone's day starts. If I can get to 3 o'clock and still have 30% left, I'll consider that a fairly major success. And that'll be good. So I'm going to just kind of hit it hard this week and really put this battery through its, paces, and see how that goes. So that's what I've got this week. Like I said, it's Entreon. I'm going to have all the links and all that, and have some photos for you about the power to you, AC wall adapter and USB plug on the show notes. So go ahead and check those out. And if you have any comments, questions, just go ahead and email me. Got a new email here you can use, norbert@totallycooltech.com, or you can use the old one, tctpodcast@gmail.com. They both work. And if you like the show, please recommend us to a friend. If you have any, if you've ever used any of these extended batteries or, replacement OEM batteries, what's your experience? I'd really like to know. And if you've tried the newer technology, I mean, this thing came out, the newer technology, power to you, AC USB wall outlet, let me know. Tell me about your experience with it. If you have any questions, how's it, how well is it working, all that kind of stuff, write me. I'll let you know. Be happy to talk you through it and what I did and all that kind of stuff. So let me know. And hey, all the show notes and links, they're going to be out there. Contact info on the website, totallycooltech.com. And if you know about any cool tech that you think we should be talking about, just go ahead and send it to us. Email, audio, comment, Norbert at totallycooltech or totallycooltech@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and leave a message on the Totally Cool Tech podcast listener line at area code 540-999-TECH. And you can also look for me over on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.